Hey, it's now 92.1 FM. You're here with Brett Kudick and Ryan Rysik. We're taking over WRJC this morning as Jim is MIA. So, Ryan, we discussed before the break a little bit about all these white vehicles that are on the lot, and maybe you can help me explain, because we get a lot of comments about they never seem to go away. So tell a little bit about it, because you're familiar, you sold a lot of them over the years. Tell a little bit about why we have them, where they come from, and how many are we selling?
They're working vans for the working class, I guess. We buy a lot of them off lease and try to get new ones when you can, but the new ones are tough to get, so that's why we end up with all the used ones.
And yeah.
Seems like we go through a lot of them, even though everybody else doesn't think that way, but they all look the same in the end, so when one leaves, another comes back, and
yeah,
it's quite and the flow if you
not
watch
on,
them hard enough.
Yeah, not uncommon for businesses to buy more than one, multiple units. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've sold probably, what, 4 or 5 units to single businesses.
Yep. People are a lot of repeat business, and they come from all over the place because they're looking for that kind of stuff that nobody else offers.
Right. And the manufacturer hasn't really produced many.
No. People would like new ones like anything, but you can't get the new ones, so you got to buy the used ones. So
yeah. So that's what creates the demand.
Yeah.
And COVID, I think, has a lot to do with why they aren't producing the new ones. And I don't quite understand it, but yeah, it is what it is. So it makes the market for the used ones fairly good. And what's the furthest you've sold one?
Gosh, probably that guy that flew in from Colorado that time for that one.
Yeah. Oh,
that was pretty wild.
Yeah.
So.
And how many different states do you think you've sold them in?
Oh, you could probably fill both hands.
Yeah.
I mean, the Midwest, but then, like I say, every once in a while, you get somebody off the beaten path. So
yeah,
they're coming from all over the place if they need them.
Right.
Usually when their van breaks down, they needed one yesterday.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, businesses, they can't afford to wait. They need to get it replaced sooner than later. So they're willing to do sometimes crazy things to make it all happen. So.
And they're nothing fancy, but.
No.
They got a radio and we can tune them to 92.1 and send them on their way.
There you go. That's right. That's right. And so, and if you did have some businesses out there that were interested in the vans, you got all those online?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Everything's online. The inventory is always changing. And
yeah,
I could say we're always trying to buy more when we can.
Yeah. And our online sales associate, she can help.
Yep. She's there 24/7.
She's there 24/7, whether you want her to be or not.
Kind of like the WRJC studio. Yep.
That's
they're
right.
Always there, but
yeah.
You never know who's there.
Yeah. So, Brian, you bring up a good thing, 92.1, we like to dial in those radio stations when the customers leave. And that probably leads us to maybe a time we should take a break here. So we're on now 92.1 FM. And when we come back, maybe we'll talk a little bit about Jessica. So we're on now 92.1 FM. We're sitting here, Ryan Rysik, Brett Kudick, taking over the radio station. We mentioned a little bit about Jessica and AI. And you've had some interesting discussions with people over that, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Always coming in looking for Jessica.
Yeah.
Jessica's the AI.
Yeah, she's the AI. So if people are unaware, when you get on the website, you'll get a little box that pops up and Jessica will ask you if you need help. And you can swear at her if you want, but just so you know, we do get that information. And I say that, and we're laughing about it, but people do from time to time.
People are hard on people that can't give answers right away, but she's willing to help.
Yeah.
Give her credit for that.
Yeah.
And she's there all the time.
Yeah. The reality is she's relaying the information to Ryan, and then Ryan is getting back to all those people. So be kind to Jessica, because even though she's AI, she's sensitive.
She has a good heart. Yeah.
Yeah. She's a hard worker.
Yeah.
She's 24/7, man. You got to give her a break. Next thing, we should probably summertime. People are going to want to talk about sports cars, probably. So why don't
sports
we
cars, tires? Yeah.
It's yeah. Cool. Right. Get into some service, but why don't we take a little break? So when we come back, we'll discuss that further. We're now 92.1 FM, and we are taking over. See you in a minute. Okay, we're live now, 92.1 FM with Ryan Rysik and Brett Kudick. Kudick Chevrolet broadcast booth, taking over WRJC this morning. Ryan, we discussed sports cars. We got a couple. Why don't you give us a rundown?
Got a used Corvette convertible with low miles, and we got a brand new Camaro, one of the last Camaros, because unfortunately they discontinued that model.
Right. They've been talking about that for years, and finally they did it. They pulled the plug on the Camaro. So last opportunity.
Yep.
Right? What?
Yep. Nice blue car, coupe. Very classy looking with the RS package, and The Corvette, like I say, we got that, and hopefully a couple new ones coming too.
What's the Camaro list for? You have any idea?
Like 40 grand.
40,000, yeah. So, I mean, reasonable price for...
Yeah, for somebody just looking for a fun car for the summer and doesn't want to spend too much.
Right.
It's about as reasonable as it gets.
And the Corvette, tell us more about that.
Corvette, that's a 2022, 13,000 miles. We took in somewhat locally down the interstate there in Poinette. A nice convertible. We added some sweet-looking rims, some decals, and a nice-looking spoiler, and she's ready to burn some rubber.
Came in good-looking, but what we did
jazzed
it up, no doubt. Yep. So the car was missing a spoiler, and we put the factory spoiler back on it and black wheels, some striping on it. It's really
looks
a
pretty
sharp,
awesome.
Yeah, it's a pretty sharp car. Did a lot to make that car look good. That car's been pretty hard to get.
Oh, absolutely. Everything we've had has been sold, I think, except this last one we had.
Yeah, so. Right. Yeah.
Got some more sold ones coming in, and hopefully we'll get more orders for stuff.
Yeah, so it's kind of odd how you have to order those. Kind of explain the situation of why we had one available.
Yeah, they kind of tell you what you can and can't order. So when the availability comes up, which the availability is hit or miss too, you got to order what they tell you, and you hope you can make it work for the customer. Otherwise, the customer waits, even though it's a sold order.
Yeah, so it's strange. It quite frankly doesn't make a lot of sense how they do things, but I have yet. I'm waiting for the phone call from General Motors to ask my opinion, but I haven't ever got it. So again, Kudyk.com, they can see those cars there again. If they want to talk to Jessica, they can. Otherwise, they can email right off the website.
Yep, or stop on in and check it out yourself.
Yeah.
Nice brochures on Corvettes. It's the last vehicle with a brochure out there.
Yeah, that's crazy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so...
Everything's gone digital.
So we probably... Couple times a week, you have people come in looking for brochures, but they no longer make them, if you can believe that. Everything's gone online. Check it out. I mean, they can go to Chevy.com and look at some of that stuff as well.
Yep. But you now change the colors, make it the way you want it.
Yeah. Build it. Send it to you.
Yep.
Tell you
we
what.
We can order it, hopefully.
Yep. Tell you what to order. We'll eventually be able to order
it. Yeah. Hurry up and wait.
Yeah. More to come with the Brett and Ryan show on Now 92.1 FM. Maybe when we come back, we can talk a little bit about heavy-duty trucks. Ryan Rysik, Brett Kudyk here at the Kudyk Chevrolet broadcast booth, taking over WRJC this morning, not a financial way, in a virtual way.
Still can't believe we haven't got thrown out of here.
Yeah, no kidding. We're waiting for Jim to come in and throw us out, but he has not done so yet, so we're going to continue. Ryan, when we left the last break, we were going to come back, talk a little bit about trucks, specifically heavy duties, but I guess give us the lowdown on what's new and what we have.
Got a heck of a selection on those. Bringing back those white vans and stuff, we got some white trucks.
Yeah.
Couple with dump bodies, service
bodies. Oh, I saw that. So, that's right. You know, we got a new one in. Tell them about the new dump body we got.
That's a crew cab with actually a stainless dump body. And actually, that's quite the setup there.
It is, actually.
That should last forever for somebody looking to do some hard work.
Yeah, and for a business that has to carry a crew around and needs a dump truck, it's really handy.
Yep. Four doors, it's a gas motor, so you don't got to worry about the problems of the diesel that everybody worries about.
And yeah. And the new 6 liter or 6.6 gas, so it's... you got to be careful there because they're both now 6.6 liters, but now we got that new 6.6 gas. Kind of rave reviews on that motor.
Yep. More power, better fuel economy, and then you get a 10-speed Allison with the gas or diesel. So
right, which is
perfect combo.
Yeah, because the Allison, I mean, known to be a pretty stout transmission. So nice that you can get it in a gas platform, so you have the reliability of a decent transmission behind it. And now we've got a motor that gets good gas mileage and can still tow and haul like a diesel could. So that's a pretty nifty truck. Service bodies. We have service body too, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Yep, yeah. There's one of them. That's a diesel extended cab.
Yeah. So toolbox on the side. Who upfit that?
Those were all Monroe, up the road here in Marshfield, Wisconsin. So try to keep it as local as we can. They make the boxes, install them for us, and warranty them. So quite the combination.
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting. So they get the vehicles actually there. We don't get them at our place and then send them there. They actually get them, correct?
Yep. So they've helped us out a lot.
Yeah.
And the stuff that we couldn't get.
Right. So it's kind of a nice avenue to get some of this heavy duty stuff and commercial stuff, which tends to be pretty popular right now.
Yep. And we got stuff for the guys that just want to pull a boat to a ZR2 high country and all that fancy heavy duties too.
Talk a little bit about that ZR2, because that's... That's quite a truck.
It's pretty nifty. It's the off-road animal for the heavy duty. So
yeah.
You got a little lift on it. You can lock the differentials. It's got some fancy off-road tires. So It's quite the machine.
Yeah. So on the suspension, I mean, the shocks are incredible on
that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, and we've offered that in the half ton before, but this is now the first.
Yep. Just now new for the heavy duty. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And this particular one, what color is it?
Black.
Black. Yeah.
Yep. Back in black.
Back in black. And
Murph will play that when he gets back.
Maybe. Yeah. On now 92.1 FM.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Of course. So, why don't we talk a little bit about half-ton trucks? What do you got out there for half-ton trucks? What kind of incentives are on half-ton trucks? Tell us a little bit about that.
Half-tons, I think we got 223s left that we got some pretty good deals on, like $6,500 in rebates plus some loyalty money. Then we've got some 24s that have come in, and we've got everything from a four-cylinder to a 6.2.
Okay.
So we got options.
Yeah. So good selection and more coming.
Yep. There's always half-tons coming. Everybody needs a half-ton.
Right. And so if we don't have something on the lot, you can always order it, right?
You order it. Yep. Try to find it somewhere else for you. And like I say, we just got to know what you're looking for. And
sure.
We can go to work.
Yeah. And they can contact you directly or Jessica.
Yeah.
However they want.
Yep.
But Jessica's not good at doing paperwork. We have yet to see her do any because she's AI, just so you know. She is not real. Okay, Ryan, you mentioned back in black. You know, we're going to prove to Jim that we can do this better than he can. We're going to take a break, and we're going to play that song that you just mentioned, and we'll come back and talk a little more when we're done. Now 92.1 FM.